Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gail Hopkins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Moore. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Brandt Alia. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rick Renick. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Zepp. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Zepp. And now, play ball. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is hit by the pitch. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Alia reaches second base with a double. Oliva goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici strikes out. There goes Mitterwald. The throw from Hermann to second, and Mitterwald is out. Two outs. Bill Zepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zepp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Knoop applying the tag. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alia is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 1 in the game. Renick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Renick moves to second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Bill Zepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zepp is 0 for 1 in the game. Zepp strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Tovar moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards third. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Melton moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alia hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCraw who is chasing the ball. Alia reaches third base with a triple. Rich Reese pinch hits for Rick Renick. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alia. The slide. Hermann applies the tag. Alia is out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Harmon Killebrew now playing third base. Jim Holt now playing center field. Cesar Tovar now playing right field. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cardenas. O'Brien moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May strikes out. two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Quilici takes first base on ball 4. Bill Zepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zepp is 0 for 2 in the game. Zepp bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hopkins moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Alia hits a line drive into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Jim Nettles now playing right field. Danny Thompson now playing third base. Walt Williams pinch hits for Lee S. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitterwald hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Twins. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Quilici strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Zepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zepp is 0-for-3 in the game. Zepp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tovar hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.